Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. One of my favorite people is back with us today. We've both crisscrossed the country over the last several years, and I'm lucky enough once in a while to bump into him. Very excited to welcome back Sheriff Mack. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Mel, it's so great to be back with you. Thanks so much. So I don't want anybody to get confused. You're not related to Mel B. Mel Kay and Mel B, two different persons.
Two different people, yes. Though being a Spice Girl might have been fun. This is a lot more fun trying to save America, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a lot more important, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you have been doing an amazing job all over the country, and people ask constantly, what can they do? And the question comes up almost everywhere I do a Q&A is, what can my sheriff do? And you've been working very hard to explain not only how important a sheriff is, being an elected official and working for the people, but also, you know, what it means to be a constitutional sheriff. You have a big event coming up on Thursday, but first and foremost,
Wednesday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. But that's an easy mistake, because General Flynn is coming to be with us on Wednesday, and then he has his big event the next day on Thursday. We're actually doing both.
Oh, cool. Great. Well, let's first and foremost tell the audience a little bit about your background and why you started this great organization that brings together sheriffs all over the country.
Well, you know, that's a real good question, and that's valid. It's part of the credibility that we have as an organization. So first of all, I was in law enforcement 20 years. 8 of those years, I was the elected sheriff of Graham County, Arizona, my hometown, where my dad served as an FBI agent. I served 8 years as sheriff. And I will tell you, the reason I lost my third election was because of what you know me for the most. My calling card issue is that I sued the federal government as sheriff, and I was the first sheriff in American history to launch a major lawsuit against the federal government, take it all the way to the Supreme Court, and win. Now, I say I was first because I was first to file, but thank God, and I give God all the credit and these courageous sheriffs that joined with me on this suit. So 6 other sheriffs joined me in the lawsuit from across the country. There was only one from Texas, and there's 254 sheriffs in Texas, and only one did it. We only have 15 sheriffs in Arizona, and only one did it. So of the 7 of us that did it, no 2 sheriffs from any state, none. And only 7 out of 3,000 sheriffs, 3,000 plus, about 3,068 sheriffs in America, 7 did this. And everybody needs to know why we did it.
Right.
It was called the Brady Bill, and that was a gun control law promulgated by the Clintons and the leftists, of course, that believe that gun control somehow makes us safer.
Right.
And they came up with this notion that they should force the sheriffs of America to enforce it for them.
Right.
And they literally, in the Brady Bill itself, it literally threatens to arrest us if we failed to comply. And when the BATF, isn't that some, the BATF brought us our marching orders at a Sheriff's Association meeting, just as they did nationwide to all the sheriffs. And they said, you have to do this for us because Congress passed a law. And I said, you guys know we don't work for you. And he goes, yeah, you would think that, but Congress passed a law. And so that's it. And I said, I don't care if Congress passed 500 laws. Right. We don't work for you. I said, even with this law, can you fire me? No. Can you hire me? No. Oh, but there's a provision in there that we could put you in jail if you don't do what you're told. Oh my God. So are you kidding? Only 7 sheriffs thought that was serious enough to sue over? And so, no, sorry, I took an oath.
Yeah.
I don't do gun control. It's a gun control in America is against the law. Okay. So I'm not going to violate the law. I'm not going to violate my oath. And I don't work for you guys. And so we filed on February 28th, 1994, the very day the Brady Bill took effect. And then Sheriff Prince from Montana joined me about 3 weeks later. And then it kind of crescendoed after that for the seven crescendo. I mean, it went little by little, I guess, for seven. And then we went to the Supreme Court in December of 1996. And the decision came out June 27, 1997. And this is what you asked about what people should do.
Right.
One, they should get this little pocket-sized booklet. Fits right in your pocket. And it's a review of the Supreme Court case. It's highlights. This is all the highlights. It's hard to go in and highlight this because this is already the highlights.
Right.
But I want you to know what Scalia did. Scalia wrote this. And he said in his introduction, he said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to write this up with historical understanding. And all he did, Mel, I got to tell you, all he did was take us through a history lesson. He quotes the Federalist Papers. He quotes the Founding Fathers. Of course, you can't quote the Federalist Papers unless you're quoting the Founding Fathers. So that's two and one. But he quotes the Constitution. And we filed this on the 10th Amendment on states' rights.
Right.
And I said that the federal government has no jurisdictional authority over the sheriffs. As a matter of fact, they have no jurisdictional authority over anybody in the state. They have no authority to tell the states what to do. And guess what? Scalia says that in this decision and so much more, that it shows and proves that the sheriffs are what they say in this decision and in the Brady Bill itself. We are the CLIOs. You know what a CLIO is?
Tell the audience.
Chief Law Enforcement Officer. And it's documented in this case and in this ruling. And indeed, if the sheriff is indeed the chief law enforcement officer of the county, he's in charge of the county, not the FBI, not the IRS, not the EPA. And his duty is to, what does the oath say? Protect and defend the United States Constitution. In other words, our God-given rights. And right. That's what you start to talk to the sheriffs about. So you want to get your sheriff this book. You also want him to get another book on my website, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. And every citizen needs to read that. The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. And then there's another one, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement. Yeah. So if you want to know how to deal with your sheriff, read these three. This is real easy. Of course, they're all short.
Right.
Proper Role is 30 pages. County Sheriff is only 50. And then you can have the ammunition to discuss all of this with him, because let me tell you right now, most sheriffs don't know their duty, their responsibility, or their jobs. And so that's what you talked about it. What I've been doing across the country is trying to teach sheriffs what their actual job really is and their role in protecting the constitutional republic of America.
Yeah, and it's so important. People ask me all the time about sheriffs. What can I say to sheriffs? And I always do say to go to your website, because you can just very easily read through that, get together a group. I've been talking a lot about a Freedom Watch groups in neighborhoods all over the country to look for all the things that are usurping our power as the people.
Have that group meet with your sheriff, bring the sheriff, and then talk to him about this.
Perfect. It's a perfect idea and a perfect way to do that. And people more and more are waking up to this. We have had first of all, the 10th Amendment should pertain to many, many things right now. And I hope that it's used more and more going forward, because clearly the federal government has completely abandoned the people. They don't even listen to the people at all at this point. I don't know if any of them are even running the country. It seems that there's a fifth column above our government that's actually a public-private partnership that has taken over their duties, and they answer to them and not to the people. But like you said, sheriffs are the last stand, and these sheriffs are elected by the people and have a lot of power, and they don't exercise it in many, many places.
That's where they get their power,
right?
Is from the people.
So let's talk first and foremost about what is going on with the sheriffs around the country with all the FBI and law enforcement showing up to people's homes when they post something online or something else. The FBI, it appears not going through the sheriff and not going through local law enforcement, basically going into people all over the country in every state this is happening, showing up at people's houses. What kind of power do the people have? What should a person do if they put a meme up? Because it used to be just MAGA and right. Now, last week, two different people put up memes supporting Palestine, and they had knocks on their door by the FBI. This is very upsetting to people. And I would think the sheriff would be somebody that they could speak to.
Well, they should. And this is the thing that we train sheriffs about. They need to put all these federal agencies on notice. Yeah. If you come into my county for any reason, check with me first. Yeah. I want to know what you're doing here. No, I don't trust you. You've been weaponized and you've been used as hit squads for the White House.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter who the president. Nixon did it. Clinton's did it. Obama did it. Biden's doing it. I don't know that Trump ever did it. I don't believe he did. But at the same time, both Republicans and Democrats have done this. And so the sheriff just is going to say, because of all these things you've done and with all the January 6 arrests that you made all across the country, you didn't check with a single sheriff when you did those, and you didn't extradite a single one. The Constitution requires extradition. And these all these agents and all those arrests of the January 6 suspects were illegal. Not one single time did the FBI follow the law and extradite these people. And I got news for the FBI. The Washington, D.C. jurisdiction does not extend to all 50 states.
Right.
So you taking somebody back to Washington, D.C. is a jurisdictional issue. And you take somebody out of California like they did and handcuff children so they know the children are safe. Right. You know, yeah. This was so ridiculous. It was so Gestapo-like. And but not only that. They showed everybody they will not follow the law, and it's a one-sided deal, and it's a two-tier system of justice. And so the sheriff should be putting them on notice, just as Sheriff Songer has done in Washington, in Klickitat County, Washington State, not D.C.
Right.
And he just lets everybody know, if you come into my county, let me know. And if you come in here without my knowledge and you violate the rights of the people, I will take action against you.
Right.
So look, let's work together. And if you need something, let me know.
Yeah.
And I will examine the paperwork you have and make sure you're following the law, because it doesn't appear that anybody else is doing that anywhere. And this is a check and balance system that is part of our constitutional republic.
Yeah, and it's being usurped on a major scale. There was just the debate over
only
the warrantless.
Every day. It's only every day, though.
Yeah, only every day. But the warrantless surveillance 702, there's been so many breaches of that. I believe they said 3 million searches have been done warrantless without people knowing. And then we have the situation now where the NSA has a relationship with the Five Eyes counterparts that they can share data on American citizens without our knowledge. On top of that, we have big tech in bed with the blob that came out of the Patriot Act, DHS, NSA, all these people. The American people right now are not free if everything that they do and say is able to be tracked, traced, and surveilled by the federal government without a warrant. And frankly, they have redefined what a terrorist is. FBI started a new division, anti-government, anti-authority division, basically to go after patriots. What do you make of this?
They need to revamp that a little bit and say anti-corruption. We're not anti-government.
Right.
We're anti-corruption. And the FBI is just trying to epitomize that every day.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Which brings us to the event we're having on Wednesday.
Exactly. So let's talk about it. Anyone near Las Vegas, this is a great event. You have amazing speakers. Besides General Flynn and Mike Lindell, one of my favorite people's Alex Newman will be there as well. And this is full encompassing everything that we're talking about here. And it's really worth your while to get to on Wednesday to get to Vegas. So let's talk about the event, what the goals of the event are, and what you hope people will understand and walk away with.
Well, Mel, look at all the what chaos? And no, I'm not even talking about the border. I'm talking about the elections and the perception that has gone across the country that the government workers and government in general, state, local, whatever, are saying we can't implement any safeguards to protect and secure the election of this in this country.
Right.
You know, oh, are you kidding? They blow a gasket if you say you just want to count 2 or 3% afterwards by hand, the ballots. Count them by hand to make sure that the percentages coincide with what the computer spit out. And they don't want you to do that.
No.
Why? Why? What are they doing? And do we as a people have the right to establish safeguards and sort of audits, if you will, of elections as they happen? And of course we do. That's our birthright. That's our stewardship as we, the people we choose, who represents us in government, including our sheriffs. We choose. And then we're supposed to just believe them that the computers were fine. And we know every major company and government have had their computers
Right.
The Pentagon has, Congress has, major companies, oil companies and others have had their computers that are very sophisticated hacked by 15-year-olds. And so this is why we should trust that. We just want to verify it. What did Reagan say? Trust, but verify. And we have a right to do that. And those who stand against that make us wonder what you're hiding.
Right.
You know, so that's one of our goals, is to get everybody to agree that we have a right for safeguards and we implement some of those. And I've asked people over and over, Mel, what is the government purpose for using and spending all that money on computers to tabulate votes? How are we, the people of America, served by using computers?
Yeah.
And I can't get any answer from anybody except, oh, it makes it faster. And I said, well, that's debatable, but who does that help? Does that help me that we count them fast? No, that only helps the news media get their story sooner. That's all. It doesn't help me. So why not work with us, government, county commissions, states? Nevada government is standing against that, doing any type of hand counting after the election. That's ridiculous. Democrats and Republicans sit down and count the votes together, right, and you verify, you know.
Yeah.
But the other one is this. Sheriffs can do something about every bit of the corruption going on in this country, especially from Washington, D.C. We can make it irrelevant and not allow them to come in to our counties or states anymore. And sheriffs have already done that regarding gun control.
Right.
Twice in the last 15 years, sheriffs have stood against the federal government and told them, you're not coming into my county and making law-abiding citizens criminals with your gun control legislation. You're not going to do that in my county anymore. That stopped gun control right after Sandy Hook, the assassinations and the murders at Sandy Hook. And it happened again 2 years ago. And the sheriffs of Utah led the way. All 29 sheriffs of Utah signed a letter to Biden saying, you're not going to do gun control anymore. You're not going to make law-abiding citizens criminals. Right. And so this is what we want. Sheriff Hamilton and his pastor are probably going to be the best speech in the whole event.
Right.
So Pastor Caleb Cooper and Sheriff Glenn Hamilton Pastor Caleb, during like 2 years ago, during the so-called COVID-19 pandemic,
right,
which has proven to be a farce every day since that, to yeah. shut down and everything, and people are going to jail and losing their jobs because they wouldn't wear a mask. Well, Pastor Cooper asked Sheriff Hamilton, are you going to allow the state come in here and shut my church down? Because I'm not going to shut it down. And Hamilton said, I will go to jail myself before I allow that to happen.
Yeah.
Now, those guys went on tour and did the Shepherd Sheriff show.
Yeah.
And so they're going to come and do that. And they're going to speak Great. Together on the stage and explain our thesis to everyone. Look, this sheriff stood against the state. He stopped them. He was very creative. He deputized most of the people in the congregation. So he just kept saying, hey, we're having a sheriff's office meeting here. Stay away. I'm not allowing you to come in. And so this is the type of thing we're talking about. One, it was peaceful. Two, it was effective. And that's exactly what our goal is, to get sheriffs to do this nationwide. And we, the people, have got to wake up and get our sheriffs going, because you're his boss and you're his only boss. And he has promised you in God's name that he would defend you and protect you and promote something we really love, civil rights.
Yeah.
And we talk about Martin Luther King and we talk about Rosa Parks. And would any cop go back in time and arrest Rosa Parks for not giving her seat to a white man? Well, why are we doing that now?
I don't know.
We still do it. It's not about a white man or his seat, but it's about an Amish farmer not pasteurizing his milk.
I know.
It's about Christians being able to go to meetings and talk and go to school board meetings. And it's about people not being mistreated by our own government officials.
Yeah.
And every time a sheriff stands, freedom wins. And we need this to happen bigger, better, and faster. And that's the reason we're having this meeting.
Yeah.
The meeting is Wednesday, all day long, at the Ahern Hotel. Folks, if you're in Nevada anywhere, or Northern Arizona, or Utah, California, you should get to this meeting, because this is the beginning of establishing the solutions that we all can focus on. And let's get going on the solutions. And this is peaceful and effective.
Great. And one specific question I want to ask you, because I've talked to lots of people about this. So people are very upset, obviously, about the border. They are upset about the violence, the lack of law and order, the upside down situation where we have people getting arrested for major crimes, let out the next day only to commit them again. We're having thousands of incidents of this. We have all these Soros DAs, some Soros sheriffs, by the way, and all these people that are doing something, I believe, what they are thinking is order out of chaos, make us so desperate that we just say, take our rights, do whatever you have to do and save us. And my people that watch me are not going to ever do that. But the question I think I get the most about sheriffs is, what should they do or say? Because I keep saying that you should make sure that every one of your sheriffs has a plan if the grid goes down, if there's some kind of uprising, that there's a plan in place. Here's the where you go. Here's who you contact. Here's how you can get involved, this and that. Is it a good idea to organize a meeting, either bring the sheriff to you or set up to bring a bunch of patriots to the sheriff and have a conversation about if any of these things, which include the open border, which include the election or any of this, can they actually talk to the sheriff themselves? And if so, what questions should they be asking the sheriff and asking the sheriff to provide to them in that kind of forum?
Well, you can start with, what can we do to help you, sheriff?
Great.
Because especially the border states, but we're all border states now. So everyone needs to be discussing this with your sheriff. And again, the relationship you're talking about, we the people working with the sheriff, forming a posse for any emergency.
Right.
But what can the sheriffs do? If the sheriffs unite and come up with a plan together to send illegal aliens back, I don't want these governors, especially Abbott, putting people on the bus or on planes and sending them into Chicago or New York or further into the country.
Right.
Actually, Abbott, that was kind of funny the first time you did it, but it was illegal. You're aiding and abetting illegal aliens. And so get these buses ready to go all across the country. As soon as illegal aliens cross that border, ship them back. And the sheriffs can provide some leadership in doing that. But the thing of it is, you're not going to get much cooperation out of California and New Mexico.
Right.
And probably not Arizona, even though our governor here is a leftist hack. But she's made some noise that she wants to stop the illegal immigration. Every major city now that was a sanctuary city for illegals has now changed their tune because they've seen the devastation. They've seen the lawlessness. They've seen the crime. And their people are starting to get upset about it. And we've got to do something. So I think we have enough cooperation out there that we could do this and start sending them back.
Great. But and the sheriff works for the people and is the stop. Last thing before I let you go, and everyone, we're going to remind everyone about the event, how they can see it, even if they're not there. But the last thing I wanted to ask you is, say a sheriff, I have a lot of journalist friends, Steve Baker, Owen Schroyer, that have also been caught up in this overzealous, unconstitutional FBI and people showing up at their doors, even local. When somebody shows up at your door, without a warrant to ask you questions, what is your obligation to them?
Shut the door. Yeah. Don't talk to them. Don't say anything. They don't have any paperwork. You do not have to talk to them. If they're asking you about a kid that's been kidnapped in the area, and you want to cooperate with that, I suggest that you do. We want to keep our kids safe, and right. They're trying to get. But if they're lying about that, you know, mm-hmm. ask them who or whatever. But I don't trust them. You shouldn't trust them. Call your sheriff. Right. Call the local police. Ask for them to be there with you while they're there. Or go back to rule number one. Close the door and go back about your business.
Right. Yeah.
You do not have to talk to them.
Yeah, and we need to have relationships. And I keep saying to people, I don't care that you know who your sheriff is. I care that your sheriff knows who you are. And very important to put that out there. But the sheriff can they call the sheriff while somebody's at their door? Should they be reporting to the sheriff when they feel that their rights have been usurped by the federal agencies?
Call 911 right there on your phone and let them hear what you're doing. I can't guarantee. The thing of it is, there's over 3,000 sheriffs.
Right.
Our goal is to get 1,000 sheriffs that are completely constitutional and dedicated to our country and dedicated to the people they work for.
Yeah.
So we're not going to get them all.
Right.
But most sheriffs will respond in that situation. If they say, no, you're on your own and the FBI can do whatever they want, you know, you either need to move or move towards getting a new sheriff.
Yeah. Now, let's just talk about the Constitutional Sheriff and your website and what people can find on your website. Then let's remind them about Wednesday and how they can participate either if they're there or watch it online. So first and foremost, tell people about your website and what the great resources you have on there.
Folks, I've been doing this Constitutional Sheriff thing for 25 years. Yeah. We formed an organization in 2011, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. CSPOA, CSPOA, go to CSPOA.org, and all of this information is available to you. Our flyer is there about this event. You want to be at this event.
Yeah.
You need to be at this event. And then you'll have even more information and ammunition to discuss with your sheriff.
Okay,
so,
great.
Again, Wednesday all day, it starts at 8:30 in the morning, goes to 9 at night. And Mel, I forgot to tell you this big thing.
Great.
It's open to the press, all the press.
Oh, great.
CNN is coming.
Oh, good.
CBS is coming. ABC is coming. And the main player in this, Russia Media, is coming.
Good. Good.
Yes.
Can't ask for more than that.
Aren't you curious to see if they treat us better than some of the national media here?
Yeah, I don't doubt they will.
I agree.
But the truth is
so
that
folks,
we need all
eyes. Have a great time. And you're going to get to meet Russia media.
Yeah.
And London media. Australia called me also, but I don't think they're going to be there in person, but they're trying.
Great. And we're going to also have it on our channel, and it's going to be on Lindell TV as well. Everyone should be watching this. Everyone should be taking notes. Show up at the event. It's going to be a great event. Amazing people are going to be there. And if you show up, you'll meet a lot of people. But if you don't, go online or go to CSPOA, the website, and download the information. Get those books.
Let me add something right there.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Every single person in this country, every citizen, can be a member of the CSPOA.
Oh, great.
We have our own CSPOA posse.
Great.
And that's how we get funded, and that's how we keep going. It's very small, $11 a month. So come on, folks, get involved in this solution and help the solution go bigger, better, and faster.
Excellent. I'm so glad you're doing this. I know that all over the country, people are so grateful. There's many, many sheriffs that have joined you. There's still many available. Like you said, there's every single county. There should be somebody in every single county that's involved. So you can be the citizen that's involved in your county and get involved.
Exactly
and
our goal.
Watch what's going on. You know, look at all the information. Also, that
Thank
book
you.
That you have, which has the decisions about the Brady case. You can read through that and really understand and cite things. Like I say to people, empower yourself with information and become the Paul Revere in your community and keep everyone aware, you know? So thank you Perfect. So much, Sheriff Mack. We will be showing it on Wednesday as well. Everyone go over to the CSPOA website, check out everything over there, get those books, have a meeting, invite the sheriff, invite your local community, ask questions, and start to really create a opportunity to have a good relationship with somebody that actually has your back, and that's your sheriff. So thank you so
thank
much,
you,
Sheriff Mack. We're going to throw
You're
it up
wonderful,
right now.
Malkay. Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate your support.
Thank
appreciate
you.
Your friendship. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Me too. Thank you so much, sir. And everyone go to themalkayshow.com. You can find information there. And we will also be showing this on Wednesday as well. Thank you so much, Sheriff Mack. Keep up the great work and praying that more and more people open their eyes and start taking advantage of their sheriff in their community. Thank you.
Amen.
We are right now in $34 trillion worth of debt. We have geopolitical chaos everywhere. The central bank digital currency is looming. The BRICS nations have expanded beyond Saudi Arabia and continue to expand. And all I know is that many experts keep telling me that gold and silver is the best way to hedge against inflation and to protect your savings going forward. Did you know you can convert your 401k and IRA into physical gold and silver today? It can be shipped direct to your door or stored in a secure location. So go to our partners page at themalkayshow.com, fill out the form, and someone from Beverly Hills Precious Metals will get in touch with you right away to help you figure out the best course for you and your family ahead. Stay secure, stay safe, and prepare now. It's that time of year again. People are getting sick. They're getting the flu. They're getting the cold. They're getting all different kinds of things. And I have always been very grateful for my friendship with Dr. Zelenko, Dr. Z. And though he's not with us anymore and I miss him every day, he has left behind the best remedy to me for anything that ails you. And that is Z-Stack from Dr. Zelenko. There's Z Flu, Z Stack, and Z Kids. There's also many other products there. It's all about naturally boosting your immune health and fighting anything that comes your way. Dr. Zelenko was ahead of his time. He is out there fighting for us still to this day, and he's left behind the best gift. The gift is your health. So go to MelKDrZ.com, or you can go to my partner's page at themelkayshow.com, click Dr. Z or Z-Stack. Better health for us all awaits. Thank you, Dr. Zelenko.